Makuuchi reads, Growth by Destruction, written by SGA. Esmeme had always dreamed of being a giantess. She'd constantly searched the internet for ways to get bigger, from chemicals to hypnotism, but nothing so far has worked. However, one day, she found something interesting.
Growth by destruction?
She read from the screen. It was a pill that would grow the user for any damage they caused to their environment. This sounded awesome to Esmeme, and she barely held her excitement, waiting for it to be delivered in a couple of weeks. In time, the pills arrived. Reading the instructions, Esmeme swallowed the pills with the last of her soda, then found a surprising final instruction.
Then smash this pill container to begin growing. Okay.
Esmeme dropped the container and the glass smashed against the floor.
Wow, what was that? Did I really get taller? Here.
Esmeme took her now empty soda can and crushed it in her fist. Then the feeling flooded through her again.
Oh, wow. Yes. I'm growing taller. It's actually working. I need to break more.
Looking around on her desk, she found her textbooks.
Not gonna need these as a giantess.
She opened the textbook and began tearing pages out of it frantically.
Yes, it's working. Come on, give me more. Oh, yes. I want to get taller. Want to get so much. Bigger.
Slowly destroying the textbook caused Esmeme to spurt up, inch by inch taller. By the time she reached the end of the textbook, she'd just passed 6 feet tall.
This is too slow. I need to do more.
She looked again to see her computer, the heavy and expensive PC that sat beneath her desk.
This is heavy, but not enough for me.
She threw the computer as fast as she could towards the window, which smashed dramatically. Her computer continued through it and impacted hard on the concrete outside, also breaking into lots of little pieces.
This is, more what I'm talking about. Clothes getting tighter and tighter. Bye-bye. Shut. Guess you can't handle my new and awesome, body.
Esmeen's clothes broke off piece by piece as she grew. Her skirt, then bra, and then her panties. She was soon left 8 feet tall and completely naked, standing in her room, very close to the ceiling.
Wow. That was incredible. But I need more.
Thinking on her feet, Esmeme dashed into the kitchen. Here she found several more potential objects to destroy, the first of which involved chucking something out the window, this time the toaster. The window smashed again, and the toaster landed outside with an audible crunch.
Yes, time to get even bigger. Better sit down. Don't want to get a hit on the head. Although, getting so big, I'm gonna have to break out of this apartment soon. In fact, while I'm here, I better build up some momentum.
While she sat down, Esmeme began to kick at and break as much stuff as she could in the kitchen. Each damage-covered door or dented cabinet would only help to further fuel the growth.
Bigger! Even better! That's it! Yes! Now we're really getting somewhere! legs are getting. Pretty cramped in here already. Time for my biggest destruction yet.
Erupting out on the side of her apartment block, Esme landed on the grass outside with a heavy thump, still growing from this new destruction of the wall. Esme now got to her feet.
Oh, thanks so much, House. You served me well. But now, I need to sacrifice you. To get even bigger.
Esme began to kick and punch at the building, knocking off bits of machinery and plaster. She broke through the wall repeatedly, making her way into the house inside. The punches broke pieces of furniture and equipment inside the apartment, as well as the structure, all furthering her growth and the pleasure she was feeling.
Oh, yes. Grow faster. Oh, even stronger. Oh, even bigger. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I just can't stop. Oh, yes. I'm gonna... It's so big! Oh!
Passing the height of her apartment block, she aimed a particularly strong kick at the building, cutting right through it and out the other side. From then on, it took her practically no effort to knock the remainder of the building to the ground. But growing stronger, and the stronger all the time. Once she destroyed it, Esme sat down on the remains and just enjoyed the growth ride out.
Oh, that's it! What I've always wanted! Oh, always dreamed of! I'm finally becoming a giantess! Oh, and it feels so amazing! I've never felt anything so awesome! Oh, but still growing! Still getting stronger! And I can get as big as I'd like! Oh, as strong as I'd like. I will be unstoppable. Undefeatable. Oh, goddess even. The thought makes me so excited. Oh, I'm so turned on right now. And still getting even bigger. Look how small those buildings are getting. Oh, I'm twice as tall as any of them now. And this growth keeps going. This is awesome. I think it stopped. Wow.
Standing up, Esme now rolls to her full height, which was 30 feet. Most of the buildings around her only came up to her waist.
Oh yeah, this is what I was waiting for. Finally, it's time to be a giantess.
Esme ran at the nearest building and kicked straight through them, dislodging their whole structure. She turned her attention to the building next to it and did the same thing.
Oh, and the more I destroy, the bigger I grow. So I need to destroy everything. Oh, so I get really, really huge.
The next building, Esme just leaned her thighs against, and as they rose up and swelled, her weight became too much for the structure, and she tumbled backwards through it, landing on and destroying multiple houses beyond it as well. Lying down, stretched out as she grew further and destroyed more. Causing her to grow even further and destroy even more. Soon, however, she got tired of just growing and got back to her feet. The buildings were much smaller than her, most of them down to her ankles.
I think it's stomping time.
Esme began to stomp on the houses with her bare foot, crushing them completely with each step. She stomped from house to house carelessly, so eager to be getting bigger.
Yes, get squished. Yeah. Make me even bigger. Oh, and bigger. It's getting too much. I can't hold on much longer.
Esmeen scoured around. Most of the buildings were the same and shrinking down by her feet. But one stood above the rest. A tall, cylindrical tower used as a tourist attraction. Though Esmeen's present ideas were far from the family-friendly attraction the tower was at the moment. She wandered over to it, growing bigger all the time. Then she finally reached the tower, reached over and picked it up off the ground.
It's just the right size, too. Perfect.
Esmeen in a craze of pleasure stuffed the tower inside her and began to masturbate. All of her feelings had been slowly turning her on, and it had just hit its peak, causing Esmeen to desperately pleasure herself. Her prior destruction still growing her bigger, mixed in with the masturbation. She could feel the tower shrinking within her, and as she grew more and more massive, it was just too much, and Esmeen violently came. The force of her climax washed straight through the tower, breaking it up as Esmeen fell backwards, exhausted. Her now gigantic body fell backwards into the remainder of the city, crushing hundreds of buildings all at once.
Oh, wow. Oh, even bigger. Oh, I'm still growing. Oh, guess there is still more to destroy after all. Oh, let's see how huge I can get.
Hey, that's the end of the audiobook. Did you enjoy it? If you did, why not give it a 5-star rating on Gumroad? So others can enjoy it too. It really helped me out, and I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much! Have a great day!